With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A new library could come in at a third the cost of previous designs if Region of Queens Council decides to build it in the Liverpool Business Development Centre. Projections from staff indicate refurbishing the building to accommodate relocation of the Thomas H. Riddell Library would cost in the neighbourhood of $1.15 million. Home to Bella Bovino Accounting and Global Empire Call Centre, the building is commonly known as the Call Centre. Region of Queens Mayor Darlene Norman says the municipality is under pressure to find a new home for the regional library, as the lease at its current location in the Rosignol Centre is up at the end of 2024.
Library users will recognize the fact that our present library location is on really weak legs. There are difficulties with the building sometimes with power and heat. The building's been for sale now for, I would say, a year. The price is being reduced, and council is getting very nervous that unexpectedly we may be without a library site.
The Region of Queens has wrestled with where to build a new library since it decided to allocate approximately $3 million from an unexpected budget surplus to its construction in spring of 2022. The Library Site Selection Committee twice recommended an area by the Sledding Hill at Queens Place for that relocation. Council declined the first time, but decided to accept the committee's recommendation when it came around a second time. But council scuttled the plan once more when it came to light that close to $1 million was needed to connect the Sledding Hill Library site to the existing road and infrastructure. The proposed site at the Liverpool Business Development Center meets most of the criteria established by the Library Site Selection Committee. It has 6,000 square feet of available space, parking for 24 vehicles, outdoor lighting, outdoor space for programming, isn't in a known flood zone, and is already owned by the municipality. However, the nearest sidewalk is 350 meters away, and the site is currently not accessible by public transit, although staff report mentions the Queens County Transit could potentially extend service to the location. Norman says the center has a lot of positives to offer, but people may struggle to get to the site. She's concerned if the library is not centrally located, the region could be creating a problem that will hound residents for years to come.
We need to realize that if we spend $1 million or $1.5 million or $1.75 million or whatever it takes, there's no such thing as renovating, spending that much money, and just making a temporary library. It will have program rooms. It will have its own washrooms. It will have staff room. It will have its own entrance. When all of those things are put in there, I would say that's where the library is going to stay for decades.
Council heard the presentation from staff and will decide at a future meeting whether they will go forward with the call center location for the new library. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.